The book I'd like you to look at next, especially if you're young and at school, is by Charlotte Wachler, and her book is called...
It is Edie's Experiments, How to Make Friends.
Do you mean experiments help you make friends?
That's what Edie thinks, and it does eventually work out after some bumps along the way.
Tell me, how does it happen? Because usually if you're getting your experiments ready, very careful, and some people are clumsy and other people don't get the point. It's a bit like cooking.
Yeah, well, one of her experiments is actually cooking. In her second experiment, she decides she'll make some cookies for her class, her new classmates, because she just moved schools. But things go wrong when she gets the ingredients mixed up and they end up very bitter. And so that's one of her failed experiments.
Did it fail her relationships as well?
It did, yeah. Yeah, along the way, she does a whole bunch of different experiments, all designed to help her make friends at her new school. The first one is when she thinks she'll make a nice slime surprise for her classmates, but it ends up turning into a giant slime explosion in the classroom instead, and she ends up in trouble with the principal and everything like that. She also makes some homemade wrinkle cream that she offers to her principal, which also doesn't go down very well.
Gives her wrinkles.
Something like that. So basically, she's a character who loves science.
How old is she, by the way?
She's 10 years old. She's very confident, I suppose, and a little bit unlucky, haphazard. So when she designs all these different experiments with the plan of making friends at her new school, but they don't always go to plan, of course. In the end, she does eventually find a place and fit in. But yeah, it's got those experiments along the way.
What made you think of that rather than someone going to school age 10 with a screen saying, look what I found on this website, and going inward rather than outward? What made you think of science?
I guess when I first set out to write this book, I didn't necessarily think of science initially. I was drawn to write like a humorous book, essentially for kids. And I want it to be a female protagonist, because a lot of the time it's a male character who's in these kind of funny books at the time I noticed on the market. So I was keen to write one with a female character. And then the idea for the science kind of came after that. I started to imagine what it would be like if someone kind of just thought of the world in terms of a science lab or in terms of experiments. And I did experiment with writing the novel completely in experiment format, so that each scene had an aim, method, equipment to try to do a different way of writing a novel, basically. And over time, that kind of progressed, and how it's ended up now is kind of a traditional narrative structure, but with those experiment report formats sporadically throughout the book. So it does introduce, I guess, a little bit of scientific literacy that way for the kids. But moreover, it's a funny book which explores friendship as well.
Are you a teacher?
I am. I started off as an engineer. I worked as a civil engineer, mainly in the water management field, for 5 years. And then I took time off to have my first child and finished off some study in teaching. Went back into the workforce part-time as a teacher, maths and physics and science up in Brisbane. Then I only got into writing as a hobby when I had my second child. Yeah, I'd been spending a lot of time around kids' books and in the children's section of the library, and had a few ideas. I started off writing picture books because that was a bit more manageable. They're much shorter text to try to write. Ended up signing a contract for that one. And then I started to look at longer works, and that's when Edie's Experiments was born, basically.
It's interesting. When we were talking to the Prime Minister's prize winners in teaching, both the primary and, quite surprisingly, the high school ones as well, they went out of their way to ask the young children and the older ones even, what they missed, what would they like to know, and how would they like to know it. And being asked really amazed them, amazed the children. And they gave wonderful responses, and the experiments were based on what they really fancied doing. And another experiment going on actually in Melbourne in ScienceWorks, what we broadcast last year, was the design of a whole gallery by teenagers.
Yeah, wow.
And they wanted to see what it would be like if the wall was made of pliable material, such when you pressed it, suddenly two black holes, or what seemed like two black holes, came together and out came gravitational waves. And when you pressed it, it was just like that picture of Einstein's world where space and time are in fact curved.
Wow.
So giving you, and it was just, it is sensational.
Yeah.
And asking kids what they want gets results, and that freedom in the classroom. Is there enough flexibility in the classroom these days for you to play those sort of games?
I've never done things quite like that, but it is always interesting to see what they're interested in. Obviously, the curriculums are quite regimented. I mean, you can only fit in as much as you can fit in a day, and it'd be lovely to do all sorts of wonderful experimental things with your class, but at the end of the day, you've only got 70 minutes or whatever in front of them, in which time you've got a whole lot of content to cover and well-being of the children to look after and different things, parents to respond to and so on and so forth.
Final question, when we think about identity these days, do you think the little boys will be put off by having Edie, a girl, as the hero?
Well, I really hope that boys still read it. I really wanted to make a little girl character to encourage the young girls out there as well, but I would really love if boys could read it too, because from what I understand, girls will read books with both male or female leads, whereas boys tend to shy away from the female lead. But I don't think it's necessarily the children themselves. I think it's more the parents and the grandparents and the teachers who buy the books. The book buyers tend to encourage that direction. So I really hope that little boys will read this book as well, because I think they will love it.
Thank you and good luck with the book.
Thank you very much.
Edith's Experiments is the book, and Charlotte Varkler is the author. A story for everybody.